It's time for headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Kalahari Resorts. What up to our new friend Alyssa joining us in studio again today. We'll talk about some movies again in just a moment. But topping all Seinfeld news, it was all fake, guys. It's all fake.
Oh my gosh.
The internet is all stirred up about something they have just discovered about Jerry's apartment. But I'm excited to do this story. Interested. Because Alyssa tells me she doesn't like Seinfeld. What is wrong with
you? I hate it.
What is your problem?
I hate it.
How can a person hate Seinfeld?
Okay, so I've given it a lot of chances. It's on TV all the time.
Yeah.
So I've watched it many times. And and we were talking about this during the break, is that I can't suspend my disbelief enough. First of all, I'm from New York, so... you can all afford these apartments and see each other every day, all day, but you don't do anything else, and terrible people.
The Friends paradox.
I'm like, where are you making your money? You're a comedian and you live in the Upper West Side? Stop.
here's the thing that is impossible, is how many just hot ladies George was hooking up with.
Right.
Like, people have done the math and, like, who's done it more.
Sure.
And
just, yeah.
Look, yes, that's
their count
and
is so incredible.
His fiance dies, and he's like, oh, yeah, like, I got out of that wedding. What a terrible person.
Oh, yeah. Listen, that's why I've enjoyed the program forever, is because I was like, oh, yeah, these people are terrible, yet somehow the star of their own show. Mm-hmm. I could do that.
I'm the star of the show. You're just the reason people tune in.
So, yeah, you guys mentioned several of the, nitpicks, if you will. You got to suspend some disbelief. Well, here's a pretty big one, according to the people on the internet. Apparently, Jerry's layout of his apartment, impossible.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, the apartment is not, I guess, like a normal one, which is effectively a square or rectangle. Specifically, the door, the entryway, is kind of on an angle. If you were entering Jerry's apartment, if you entered his apartment and wanted to go to the kitchen, you'd have to go back and to the left. Back.
And to the left.
That is one magic loogie. Okay.
We tweeted out the picture of the
layout. Okay, I was going to say, it's better, it's easier if you actually look at somebody has taken the time to do a above ground, a bird's eye view shot of the layout. And yeah, it's quite clear the way the kitchen is placed. It would be in the hallway. If you go out of Jerry's front door and take a right, you're going to run into his kitchen. Now, some people would say, oh, well, what if the hallway just has an immediate sharp turn there? There's several episodes.
You're going to Kramer's apartment.
There's several episodes. Yeah, you're right. There's several episodes where you see it's a long, straight hallway that is.
Here's the other thing, is look at that picture. Where's the bedroom?
Well, it's over here.
The window has the wall. The window's on that wall.
Oh, you know
what?
That is a good point.
So that's the building ends there.
That's a good point.
He's got a closet for a bedroom.
Here's outside, because, you go through there. There's a little hallway. Bathroom is straight through when you go left to the bedroom. And the answer is, guys, it was a television set. It's not a real apartment.
On location.
It's a soundstage.
That's what my husband says to me all the time. He's like, it's a movie. Show.
Yeah. If you wanted to zoom even further out, you'll see he's missing an entire wall, and there's a live studio audience in his apartment.
How'd they get here?
That seems like a bigger problem than the kitchen being in the hallways. There's a whole studio audience that lives there with you.
Also, Monk's Cafe is actually Tom's restaurant.
So I've
been there.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
You've been to the exterior shot place, because the interior is not does not exist, right?
That's another
just a stage. Yeah. I would be horrifically disappointed. I remember I was in Chicago, and I went to Gibson's because that's where they go on the league.
In the league.
And it's like a fun bar where you guys can just stand around and drink some Bud Lights and talk smack.
Tacos there.
Yeah. It's a fancy steakhouse, which I get down a fancy steak. Fine, they made me a terrific steak, but I just went in there. I was like, "Hey, you're going to tell me where's Taco Ruxin? They're not here either. This is terrible."
You just wanted to put $7 with the hoobastank on the jukebox,
exactly. But if you want to start nitpicking Seinfeld, I mean, you guys hit all the high points. Jerry is a successful comedian. I could see maybe he lives there. What is Kramer's deal? Did they ever explain what he had to have, like, had his foot run over and won a lawsuit or something like that? But I feel like
he's like Tommy and Martin.
Kramer.
What does he do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do?
The ladies that George is able to pull. Yeah, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kramer, he was on strike at the bagel store, so that's why he was never working. But then he also, I'm sure he had. That's the one thing. There is the real Kramer, and he tried to do the real Kramer tour. So you can actually go take a tour of the real Kramer, and
there's a real Kramer
in New York, and he'll show you
like friends with Jerry and Larry David, and they were writing a show. Is that what you're saying?
I think he was actually neighbors with Larry.
Do you think that guy's rich?
No.
I mean, Jerry and Larry David.
He's the Kramer.
Maybe.
They each got $1 billion. They can't throw the real Kramer just
no,
2
terrible
mil.
People.
Nope. Just hook up 2 mil for my guy?
Nope.
Come on, man. Come on.
It's Jason Dick and Friends on 101X.
Zach Pretty Brothels tweets at Jason Dick AF says, I went to Tom's restaurant when I visited New York City. I was also extremely disappointed. The interior was nothing like the show. Also, didn't Kramer inherit the apartment from a dead rich aunt or something? Man, I used to know everything Seinfeld and then brain damage. And I stopped watching TBS. And so I've forgotten a lot about it.
Well, okay, so Kramer's apartment, if I'm correct, he's subletting Paul Reiser's apartment in Mad About You.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That does not come up in the show. This is internet fandom.
Like it happens
on Seinfeld?
There's a crossover. I forget if it's Mad About You or Seinfeld where he goes over there and checks on his apartment.
It might be in Mad About You.
I think so, because Jamie finds out that he still has it. And so he has to go over there and it's like, oh, it's Kramer.
That's
oh,
so
my
random.
God.
Which means that Seinfeld, Mad About You, and Friends are all happening in the same universe.
Shouldn't Tom's Restaurant... wouldn't it be a savvy business move to just make it look like that? Wouldn't that increase business? I don't know if it's even big enough or what the space is like, but yeah, just make
like
it look
you.
Like the diner.
No, but I think it's like you with Gibson's, is that you walked in, you were disappointed, and you're like, all right, I'll have a steak.
I'll still stay. If you don't have a big salad on the menu, Tom, you're messing up, man. Nemesis Kayla says, Seinfeld is eh. Doesn't impact my life one way or the other. What are you guys talking about?
Meh.
Right? As Jerry's mom would say, how can anyone not like you? It's tremendous. That's our new friend, Alyssa, who's joined us in studio today.
Sir.
And Alyssa and I share something in common in that we both work for KLBJ and hate Mark Cesar. No, just kidding.
I have to walk out right now.
I kid. Mark and I are bros. We get down.
I cannot see that happening.
I'd be down to get down. We both have extremely large holes, or at least you tell me, in our movie watching resume.
Yes.
Classic movies that we have not seen.
Yes.
I told you I didn't see Goonies until like 4 years ago as part of a sex barter. Don't ask. I've never seen Lord of the Rings. I've never seen a Matrix.
Never.
Not even the first one?
You know, I've seen little pieces of it. I understand. What's his name?
Keanu.
Cuba Goody's dad from...
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah. He says, take the blue pill or the red pill.
Cuba Gooding Jr., yes.
Yeah. Which one of the wires are you going to cut to disable the bomb on the bus? Wait, that's a different Keanu thing.
That's a different
thing.
One, yes.
But
what are you going to do, Hutch?
I've never watched it. I never watched those things. But you also...
I have the same
classics?
Problem. I love movies, but I have not seen a lot of classics. I've never seen Superman. Any like of the original
like the
Superman.
Christmas Reeves Superman?
Yeah, Christmas Reeves, yes.
I've seen all of those, but I don't know
never
that I've seen anybody else's Superman.
Never seen
Brandon
Rambo.
Ralph. Oh.
I've never seen
how old are you, may I ask? Rude.
Old enough.
Okay, I'll tell you, I just turned 36.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I had not seen...
You might be a little young to have seen Rambo. You certainly should not have seen it when it came out.
Listen, there are a lot of other movies that I've seen that are much older.
Yeah.
And I just never watched that. I just recently watched Rocky for the first time. And
that's a problem.
You're not going to like this, but I hated it too.
You hated what?
I hated Rocky.
What are you talking about?
I hated Rocky because the whole thing is like, Adrian, right? And she totally, like, she's a mousy person who he's in love with from the beginning, who's like, I don't care what you look like. I love you. I'm going to keep going after you. Her brother is abusive. He gets her out of that situation. She glows up and then leaves him, never shows up for his fight. The fighting is only at the end also. And at the end, he's like, where is she? Mm. Like she left you, guy. Mm. Like, she got what she got, and she left. So that's, I don't know, that's how I felt.
I probably haven't watched the original Rocky in a long time, but come
watch
on.
It again. You're not going to like it. And Sylvester Stallone's not that great in it. So.
His entire career, I'm sort of like, what is this guy's a big... Oh, that's his... Yeah. So you're just a nitpicker. I see what's going on
I am a nitpicker.
Here.
Listen.
Which, that's wait, okay.
Here, what movies do you like?
Okay, so my favorite movie of all time is Fifth Element.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to judge me.
Yes, definitely.
Corbin but, Dallas, okay, Multipass, that's
fine. Multipass, it's a multi. She knows yeah. it's a Multipass. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Is that the three-boobed lady movie?
No.
Which one is that?
It's Total Recall.
Yes, total, which I also don't like. Okay.
See, I haven't seen these, so I shame yeah. on you. Fifth Element is Bruce Willis?
Yes. Mila Jovovich, mm-hmm. Gary Oldman. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. I feel like you don't know.
Mila Jovovich once hung up on me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I earned it.
What'd you say to her?
I think we have a random Mila Jovovich reference that we do on this program. Well, what's the Mila Jovovich rule,
if
Nick?
You can't it's basically think of, like in a game, if you can't think of the person's name, but you've demonstrated that you understand what it is, it was because, like, yeah, we never knew how to say Mila.
It was, right.
yeah,
how do you say, yeah,
Mila Jovovich. Jehovah yeah. Witnesses Jovovich.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, with the Mila Jovovich rule.
Yeah.
Was you get, credit if you get close. It close enough. And yeah, we were interviewing her because Resident Evil 7 was coming out or something. Which, by the way, we only took the interview because we have a Mila Jovovich rule. And then I tried to explain to her the Mila Jovovich rule. And I think she just wasn't feeling it. And at some point I'm like, hello? Hello? And she was just gone.
Oh, she didn't like that. Oh, no. Gone.
That's fine. I've been known to.
Yeah, so I just, there's so many movies. Like, also, for some reason, it's on a lot of major movies to watch list. Four Weddings and a Funeral. I don't know why. It is one of the worst
Which
movies I've ever
that?
Seen. It's Hugh Grant and some friends. I can't even remember everybody on it. And it's a trash movie. It's
wow.
And all of it is just takes place in literally four weddings and a funeral, but it's the people don't care about each other, but they care about each other. And it's just, I didn't like it. And I don't know why it's on any major movie list. People are like, you have to watch this movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. But a lot of classics. There's so many I've missed.
Tweet at us at JasonDickAF. What is the most classic movie that you still have not seen that you know I shame on me for not seeing this? And that's the problem, Melissa, because, look, Goonies was fine. But plenty of people had told me when I had not seen Goonies.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you probably shouldn't watch it now because it doesn't really... It's going to seem weird and clunky and not hold up.
Right,
I was like, it's weird and clunky and not hold up.
I love The Labyrinth.
Can we have sex now?
I told my husband to watch it. He hated it.
Labyrinth?
Yeah. As an adult, same reason.
Give me some real Muppets is what I'd say. All right?
Knock off Labyrinth.
I want real Muppets.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
At skinny Jason Dick tweets at Jason Dick AF. People have funny Twitter handles. So listen, it says, "Don't waste your time, Jason. The Matrix is possibly the most overrated film of all time. Also, I've never seen a James Bond movie. Now it's just a point of pride. Most overrated movie of all time. That seems like a difficult one.
The first one is a decent movie." But that's the problem. Like at the time The Matrix came out, it's like, oh, revolutionary. Now, that plot
because of the special
and the idea,
effects and the things.
The special effects were, revolutionary.
Even just the science fiction plot of just, like now you can pick it apart and be like, what, did the aliens not know about photosynthesis or geothermal? Like, why are you keeping humans as batteries? It's a terrible plan. So you can nitpick it to death, but at the time, it was great.
I've only seen Casino Royale, and I watched it for the gambling scenes, and don't get me started on that poker scene, okay? That is horrifically bad play. Kung Fu Katie says, I'm the same way, unless I've seen, no classic movies, so I'm a very credible co-host to a movie podcast. Shout out at Podcast Bad
Let's
Movie.
Let's do it.
Although Gattaca is my favorite movie, I just watched Rambo Gattaca. First Blood for the first time a few weeks ago, and damn, that S is good. Yeah, I watched that in a long time. That's
Gattaca. Oh my gosh, that one's a good one. Ethan Hawke.
Julio Fernandez.
Yeah,
Thurman.
That's good. Yeah, Uma Thurman.
Yeah. Julio says Ethan Hawke. I once upset him too.
Remember that? You're just racking them up.
I wanted to play this game. I wanted to play the Rotten Tomatoes game with Ethan Hawke, where we go through all of his movies and he guesses the Rotten Tomatoes score, and then something got a 78, and he was all offended because he's like, that movie's 100.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Indian.
I never upset a celebrity, but I made one sad.
I'm making on him. You made a celebrity sad?
I made Patrick Swayze sad.
Oh, what happened?
I used to work at a health food store, and I was ringing up his stuff, and we had a lot of people online, and we're not supposed to recognize any of the celebrities. Mm-hmm. So I told him, sir, can you move over, like, we have to take other... Uh-huh. And he was really upset that we didn't recognize him, and he walked away with a frown, and I was like, ah!
He's like, nobody puts Patrick in the corner.
No, seriously. Except Alyssa. Jesus.
Julio says, I still have not seen Titanic. Not ashamed, actually proud. Watch
That's okay.
Watch Titanic, man. Jan says, I haven't watched The Notebook. Also, you should... Man, I'm picking a lot of...
That's kind of a classic, I feel like.
Teary-eyed chick flick. Is that chick flick?
Ryan Gosling got that part because the director or whatever was like, I wanted somebody who's not really good-looking, so I picked you.
He's not good-looking?
Yeah.
Excuse... What's good-looking, then?
I don't know.
Excuse me.
Ryan Reynolds.
All right. Alyssa has to go because she's got a real job down the hall.
Hey, everybody. Todd Jeffries here. Coming up tomorrow on the Todd and Don Show, Governor Greg Abbott says bills are working their way through the state house.
Did you guys do that
part
yet?
It would make the state a Second Amendment sanctuary.
Yes, we did that.
A Second Amendment sanctuary?
We were talking about Joe Biden, too. Oh, so, okay. Guns.
Yeah. Well, go back.
They were in favor of him, right?
Sure.
Go back
100%.
To spooking the people down there.
Well, and, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have you back and do it again. That was fun.
Yeah.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. And on Fridays, we welcome to the show a real sportscaster from Fox 7, the double DLP, Dennis De La Pena. Dennis, what is up, my man?
Hey, just back from a little walk with our little pooch and ready for the weekend, my man.
Get it on, man. Did you have Justin Rose in your Masters Pick'em Pool contest thing?
Man, apathy has kicked in. I haven't done the Masters pool in the last 2 years at least.
Oh,
so
Dennis.
It really takes the shine off watching the Masters because I know I would have picked him.
Yeah, I'm sure. Surely. I guess it's weird. I never did one until last year. And because I am a chalky son of a gun, I had Dustin Johnson, and I won. I actually was in two different ones last year, and I won both of them. And I was like, man, this is awesome. How have I not been doing this all along? And now I've entered it this year, and I hate it because now I'm in 40th place or something like that. And it's also forcing me to root against people. Because I don't have Jordan Spieth. So, yeah, when he triple bogeys 9, I'm like, yeah, take that, Jordan. And then I'm like, that's not the way I should watch this thing.
For sure. Nah, you should always root for your real guys. But yeah, it's hard to root against your team, for sure. But I can't believe this. You're just getting hip to this. It makes the majors like major events. It's cool.
I'm doubly sick because I just learned that there's apparently a huge Masters Calcutta thing that goes on in this town. I'm talking like five digit huge. And I was like, I gotta recruit some, I'm going to put together a corporation. We're going to take this thing down, but it was too late for me to get in this year. So yeah, I know.
There's always next year, brother.
I am not living up to my degenerate reputation. Jordan Spieth. Hey, I mean, he was disastrous for 4 years, basically since he hit those two balls in the water in what was that 12 at Augusta.
Yep.
He wins last week in San Antonio, and okay, 71, one under par yesterday. Can Jordan Spieth win the Masters? Can he just be back that quick?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's one of those horses for the courses, as they say. I almost got that right.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, he's usually picked, you know, when he's not just struggling to be near the top because he's good on the course. It seems to fit his game. He knows it. So, but you know, you could say the same for Justin Thomas, and he struggled on day one. So,
yeah.
You know, golf is you're figuring out. It's kind of hard to handicap. It's a lot of great golfers that on any given weekend can heat up. So, but sure, why not? I haven't watched it. Let's see. He's teeing off pretty soon, I think. Right.
Jordan Spieth, 9:54 today. By the way, Justin Rose, bogey on one, down to 6 under par, already collapsing. Collapsing under the pressure. Dennis, Nick has a very important golf question for you. Whoa, what was the thing you asked me earlier?
Dennis, which is a more impressive shot? Hitting a hole-in-one at the Masters or managing to tag your father on the fly in the leg? Because both happened yesterday.
Tommy Fleetwood, ace on 16.
Mm-hmm.
And Rory McIlroy, did you see this, Dennis? He's hitting his approach on 7, and it literally hits his dad.
Yeah, I'd say that's got to be more rare, right?
Than a hole-in-one?
Called a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, hitting your pop, finding a father-seeking missile, that doesn't happen every day.
Yeah. I want. Does he have daddy issues? Maybe this is him acting
so.
Out.
I kind of wish that. Yeah.
Des, you ever made a hole in one?
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
I got very.
I've gotten. Yeah. I mean, I think we've all gotten close, right? I mean, but that doesn't get it done.
I just got sad yesterday when I was watching and I saw the Tommy Fleetwood do that. We were live doing the sports show in the afternoon and I see him make the hole in one. And then I was like, I'm probably never going to make a hole in one. And my man, Ed Clementine, he goes, no, probably not.
you know, my partner in crime at work, John High, our weekend guy and reporter, yeah. I was golfing with him when he aced it. We were over at Riverside, the little par three, but it has distance. It's like 200 yards and guy pulled a draw out of his bag nice. That I had never seen, and aces it, and it was the weirdest deal. If you've ever been in a group, you don't know what to do after that. You're like, do we keep playing? Do we
right.
drink beer? What
no,
do we do?
Dude, yeah. awesome. My friend, this is the worst moment of my life. My friend Kenny made a hole in one on 15 at Jimmy Clay, and it was during a promotional time. He won $10,000. And so we were super, yes, pumped for him and congratulated him. I say it's the worst day because now I can never stop hearing that story. But yeah, like the people on the like the course manager comes out to congratulate him and stuff like that. And by then we're on like 17. He's like, I can't believe y'all kept playing. I was like, hey, he won $10,000. I still spent $52 to be here today. So right. I'm going to finish my 18.
See,
you know the feeling then, right? It's like it's time to walk off and do something.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Trust me, Jason celebrated it with some adult beverages. He was prepared. You guys just need to lower your expectations. Like I feel like I hit a hole in one when I hit it past the ladies' tees when I'm driving.
Well,
okay?
that's not a hole in one.
So I'm like, wow. 50 feet?
Hey, speaking
this guy's
of
good at golf.
Partners in crime. It's fun watching the Masters with Ed Clements because have you been to Augusta, Dennis?
Never.
Of course.
Still on because the bucket list.
Who gets to go to Augusta? Ed, the other day, yesterday, he's like, I tell you what, the first time I played Augusta, let me tell you something about this hole. And I'm like, wow, the first, get out of here, my guy.
Right,
he's telling me yesterday, right. Apparently on 13, there's a bathroom on the left side of the fairway. The public cannot access it. Players only. He says it's the best bathroom he's ever been to in his life, and it's on a golf course.
Nice. It's got that whole Costanza feel to it, man. Seeking out the good, the water cooler. That's awesome.
I feel like Ed, he's seen his fair share of bathrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
did Ed even tell you the number though? Like how many times he's played?
He's played twice. He's played it twice.
Oh, okay.
There. He goes almost every year, not the last two for COVID reasons, but he's played it two times and because they have like a media lottery. I think you enter the lottery and then a certain amount of guys get drawn and get to play on Monday. And I'm sure he's got the whole thing fixed and whatever. Speaking of the great Easy Ed Clements, I'm sure you know, Dennis, you guys are combatants in the Austin Chronicle Best of Poll Sportscaster of the Year. Ed Clements, Dennis De La Pena, nominated alongside Jake Garcia, Roger Wallace, Craig Way. What a motley crew of guys who aren't me. What the hell, Austin Chronicle? What are we doing
here? I had no idea, actually.
Did you not know that you were? Yeah.
And so I'm going up against Easy Ed?
Yeah. Go to AustinChronicle.com. Vote for my man, Dennis De La Pena. I'm doing it right now, Dennis.
Because I'm voting for Ed. Ed's just too. He's too easy.
Well, listen. This is how gangster Ed Clements is that he hosts a sports talk show in the afternoon every day from 4 to 6. Yet he will frequently just say, hey, I can't come today, guys. I'm Zooming with Nick Faldo. That's Two days ago, he skipped out on us because he was doing a Zoom with Nick Faldo. I'm like, bring Nick Faldo on this show. Come on, man.
No, right? Yeah. He's hogging him to himself. I love it.
That's the way he works. All right. Always a fun chat, Dennis. What's on Fox this weekend, man?
Speaking of fun, it starts tonight, apparently. We've got WrestleMania SmackDown with... you can tell when I'm speaking out of school. Remember when you asked if I ever have to fake it? And I said I really never do.
Yeah.
Well, when I'm talking about wrestling, I kind of do.
All right.
Because it's apparently a four-way tag team championship at the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale. Now, I do remember Andre the Giant, so I guess I'm an expert there. But that's tonight. And then Sunday we have the U.S. Women's National Team, the soccer team, taking on Sweden. Noon is when the coverage begins on that.
Awesome, man. Always a pleasure, Dennis. You have a good weekend. We'll talk again next week. All right, buddy?
Have a great weekend, guys.
Yeah, see ya.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.